base. You hold enough lamed base on a base on top. Omer Reb Loza that gedolei tefila yoisim amaisim toivim.
Gedolei is greater than maisim toivim. Why sheim lechol gadol b'maisim toivim? Who was a greater person in doing maisim toivim? Yoisim Moshe Rabbeinu, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe did tremendous maisim toivim. His afal pikein lo nene ele b'tefila. He was only nene. He only was answered from a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the koyach of tefila. Shenema the pasuk says. Al Toisiv Daber Elai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we spoke that before. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, please don't daven to me anymore about going into Eretz Yisrael. And the Samachlei, right away, the pasuk says, Alei Rosh HaPisgah. He's come up to the Rosh HaPisgah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu at least showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael. But to come into Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't Zoyfa. So Rashi says, Alei Rosh HaPisgah, the Dvar Tfilah Zu. This was Tzitzil HaRoish Choysa. Because of this tefillah, you were Zaycha that you at least be able to see Eretz Yisrael. So really, it's a little kasha. The Pasuk says, Al Toysav Dabrilai, means don't talk to me anymore. And we spoke out, Moshe was Mispalel of 516 tefillahs going to Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash said, if he would have davened one more tefillah, he would have went in. But Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell him, Al Toysav, don't daven to me anymore about it. So Lekur, he wasn't Nene with this tefillah. So Mashon learns of Pshat was, after Hashem told him, stop davening for this, then Moshe started to daven at least to see Eretz Yisrael, and that he was Eichel right away. That's the next pasuk, Alei Rosh HaPisgah. Like, come up and I'll show you Eretz Yisrael. So Tzai speaks out, Dele Tzfilah Zemassem, Volei Tzfilah. It means Tzfilah and Maisim Tovim together is better than just Maisim Tovim. Shrei Moshe Ben Olashol Mafa Pishoye Biyodah Maisim Tovim Hutzrachu Tzfilah. So it means to say that even though you have the Koyach of Maisim Tovim, with that alone you can't get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, I think Mashur, other portion said the Pshat, the Teshuva says, Tzadikim don't like to take from their own Maisim Tovim. Even though they have Maisim, they don't like to use up their own Chusim, say Hashem, give me something because of my Chusim. The way they do it is by davening, by Kosher Rachmin. That's Tam Esther Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though I don't deserve it, still give it to me in the Teros Rachmonis. So that's the Kodesh Tfilah that's greater to receive things than the Kodesh of Maisim Tovim. V'yom Rab Loza, Gedoyla Tainis Yesim Net Stoker. Tainis is greater than giving Stoker. My timer, Zeb Gufa, Zeb Mamoina. His first thing is the Gufa, that's the biggest thing. Zeb Mamoina, given Stoker, you give away your money, but it doesn't have to do with you so much. Mashenke, it's a fast, that's a bigger Inyan. Even though the Gemara before we had on Avav said that the Inyan of Tainus is Stoker, to be able to give Stoker, it just means that Tainus should bring you to also do Stoker. But the Iker of Tainus is greater than the Inyan of giving Stoker. Something you do the Gufa is a greater Inyan than do it just for the Mamoina. Yom Rav Loza, Gedolei Tefila Yesim and Kabonis. Davening is even greater than Kabonis. Shenem arrived from the Pasuk Yishayom, Lomli Rav Zecheichem, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, if you're Choyt, you're doing Chatoyim, why do you bring me Kabonis if I don't need you Kabonis? Well, see, the next Pasuk says also, Uforishchem Kateichem, like when you spread your hands out and daven to me, who needs it either? It's like first Hashem says, I don't need you Kabonis. And then he had to say another thing, I don't need your Tefila. If Kabbonis is greater than Tefillah, so if Hashem first said, I don't need Kabbonis, treat I don't need your Tefillah either. So if Hashem first told Christ, I don't need the Kabbonis, you're showing now, don't do it like this. Then he adds another thing, don't daven to me, it's a riot, Tefillah is greater. Nam Rabbi Yechonin, Kol Koyin Shora gets a nefesh. If a Koyin killed somebody, a Tefillah b'sheigeg, is lo yisez kabbon. He's not supposed to duchen anymore. Shenema yodechem damam aleyu. And since your hands was full of dam, so you're not supposed to duchen. If not, the tefillah is greater than kabbonis. Is kivun diyoma lomli rozachechem? Since Hashem already said, I don't need the kabbonis. Lomli so forishchem and forishchem. Why does Hashem have to say again? Don't daven to me. But tefillah is chayim lo nichli. And my pshat is that tefillah is greater than kabbonis. So maybe Hashem doesn't just want your kabbonis, but maybe the tefillah does want. Can imagine even that now. Yom Rav Loza. Miyom shechor beis hamikdash. Ninalu Shari Tefillah. That when Beis Hamikdash was in Nechrav, so that was the Shiorim to Daven, he could feel it was in the Beis Hamikdash, it was closed Shari Tefillah. That means not that it's Lagamri closed, but it's harder to Daven, Shem doesn't listen so easy. Shenemar, Gam Tiezek, Yashaveya, Shosam Tefillosi. Even when I do Daven to Hashem, it's Shosam Hashem where I close the Tefillah. Viafapi, Shari Tefillah Ninalu, Beshari Dimala Ninalu. If you Daven with crying, with tears, that was Lo Ninalu. Shinema Hashimu Tfilosi Hashem Vesavosi Yazino El Dimosi Al Techrash. To my Dimosi, to my crying, don't be quiet. Al Techrash. So what's the right from the Fosit Rashi Al Techrash? Midloik Siv Es Dimosi Tira. He didn't have to, David didn't have to say, like, see my crying. The Shema Mina, Nirasi Lefonim, that Zicha, the crying goes up to Hashem. The Shurim are not closed, the Zicha goes to Hashem. The Ein Tzorech L'Sparo Shetekabel Lefonim. You only have to daven that Hashem should mekabel your crying, your dimmer. But Pshita goes in front of Hashem. Rava Legoza Tanisa B'yoy Mediba. On the day when it was cloudy, so Rava wasn't grazer at Tainis, then they had a daven for Geshem. He said, he holds not as a man to daven to Hashem. Shum Shinema Sakoisi Bonam Leich Mavor Tfila. When Hashem covers you up with clouds, let go away from davening. Like it's a moshla zak. Hashem is covering up, saying there's a bigger mechitza between me and you. That's right, that day he doesn't want you to daven to him. At least not the union of Tainis. V'yom Reb Loza, miyoyim shechorer beis hamikdash, nifseko choymez bazel ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. We have a new wall, iron wall, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His mom, we had the beis hamikdash, the Shechina was right in front of us. There was no hasaka, Hashem was very close to us, the Shechina was here. After the Churban Abayis, the Shechina like went upstairs, it's not by us. So there's a big mechitza of a bazel between us. Shenema v'yatzor kach lecho machabaz bazel v'nasat oiso. Tir Basel Ben Cho Ben Ir. So just telling you now that now when we daven to Hashem, we have to daven much harder than Amon. It's not a base mitzvah. Hashem was right there. He heard our tefillahs. It was much easier to daven. Now that there's a mechitza San Basel, you have to work harder to daven. Rashi ben Asata Oisa Tir Basel similar mechitzas Basel Rav Sekes Ben Ola Benon. It's like an iron curtain between us and Hashem. Right? Omer Rab Chanin, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kol Hamarich B'Tfilosoi Ein Tfilosoi Chazeres Reitim. If you daven long Shemun Esrei, so your tefillah will be nishma. Doesn't come back, ain't chazeros, doesn't come back empty-handed. Min Hashem will be mekayim what you asked for. For the moment, minolot, ni Moshe Rabbeinu, shenema v'yispalo Hashem, v'chziv basrei v'yishma Hashem elai, gam b'pam hi. Hashem, listen to me. So you see, if you daven, Hashem listens. What's the way he was marich? Yispalo Hashem, huh? Hashem, I don't know the way that he was marich. Right, for the Mora Einin, it is not like this. The Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechidin, Kol HaMarech B'Tfilosoi, Well, Ma'ayin Bo, if you're Marech, you daven long Shemun Esrei, but Ma'ayin Bo, that means you're Ma'ayin into it, you're looking and waiting to see if you get answered or not, is Soif Bola Dei Koy of Leid. At the end, they come to a hot condition. Shenema Techeles Moshecho Machla Leid. If you're waiting and hoping for something, it's just going to break a hot condition by you. In other words, you davened, and you're waiting to say that to see if you answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vice versa, Hashem doesn't answer you. So while, since you're waiting for the answer, your heart goes on you in between. I call upon him to see if you're ma'arach, and it's philosophy, Hashem doesn't answer you. So it's a theorem. Before we said if you're ma'arach, with philosophy, Hashem does listen to you. And here it says, Maita Kante, what's the Eitzer over here? There's Yastik for Torah. Learn Torah. Shenama v'yetz chayim, to'ava bo. If you learn Torah, then you type what you want will come to you. Here the person was davening and he was hoping to get a Yeshua, to get an answer, and it didn't come. How do you get the answer? By learning Torah, then Hashem will answer you. V'yein Eitzchayim ala Torah. Eitzchayim always means Torah. Shenemar, Eitzchayim ila ma'avikim. V'akobonim tzestira. First we said, V'yemarach v'tzfilosta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. And now it's saying, V'akeh, to get a heart condition? V'limor le'kasha. Ho d'ma'arech u'mayim bo. In the second case, you're ma'arach, you daven law, but right away you're waiting to hear the truth, or you're waiting for Hashem's answer. Like you're only davening that Hashem's answer you right away. That's no good. In the first case is, if you daven good at Kodesh Baruch Hu, now be talking. Who said Hashem has to answer you right away? You're not waiting right away for the answer, that's a good meter. Means if you're waiting and hoping that Hashem should do what you asked for, since you daven long, it won't come out, Hashem won't do it. You're going to be waiting for nothing. It hurts the heart then. Somebody's waiting for something, hoping for it, it doesn't come, you get a heart condition. You're waiting for it. Eitzchayim taiva bo, seifa shemik rezeh, says the Rebbe. Eitzchayim, then the taiva, what you want, will come. What's the Eitzchayim? It means Torah. Omer Rebbe Choma, Rebbe Chanina, Imro Adam, Mitzvahis also said the same thing with another kasha from the Gemara later, the same Teretz. He just says, if Yeshloima, the Trey Iyun Tfila Yesh, there are two types of Iyun Tfila. Yesh Iyun Tfila, the Hoka, Matzapa, Shetova, Bakshosai. If you stand waiting that Hashem should answer you, that's no good. But the Iyun Tfila, the Hosam, Shemechavan, is Libu Tfila. That's a good Ian tefillah. If you just Ian means you're Mayan in the tefillah, means you're davening with a lot of kavana, that's a good. You're not only davening kavana to be answered right away, you're davening good kavana, that's good. That's for Pshana, first Maroso. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to you. Right. So, Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Imru Adam Shispalo Vleinena, you daven, and Hashem didn't answer you right away, don't be Miyayish. No Yachsav Yispalo, daven a second time. Shenema Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'yamet V'decham V'kaveh El Hashem Lochem Ol Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, two times. Have you said already, Moshe Rabbeinu daven 516 times to get in Teretz Yisrael. Matvi V'Aschanan. And the Medrash says, if he would have daven one more time, he would have got in. So you can never give up by davening. Tzad Rabbon, Avod, Tzrich, and Chizik. Four things make Chizik. Something Gemara, only four things. Everything is included in these four things. Treat everything needs Chizik. What they Elohim, Torah, learning Torah needs Chizik. And you have to mechazik yourself. And the Yetzirah is there to stop you. So you have to work on yourself. Or Ma'isim Tovim, to do good deeds. Also the Yetzirah is there to stop you. So you have to work on yourself to do it. Tzvila, to daven with Kavon is very hard. You have to work on yourself. But Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means you do your business. You have to do it Amuna. You have to do it Emistik. So the Chur, this is the whole life of a person. Well, there's four, just four things lead Chizik. Toiro Ma'isim Tovim Minan. How do you know? Shinema Rak Hazak Yemetz Moid Lishma V'lasas V'chol HaTorah. Is chazek, that means b'torah. Strengthen yourself in learning Torah. Va'ameitz b'maisim toivim. Also, you have to strengthen yourself to do maisim toivim. Tzvilu minayin, shenem on a puzzle we had before, kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yemes lebecha. Ve'kaveh al Hashem, kaveh my lashon like davening to Hashem, and chazak v'yemes lebecha, strengthen yourself. Derech eretz minayin, shenem ha'chazek v'nitzchazek b'ademeinu. Have you mitzchazek yourself b'ademeinu when you do things for the purpose of the folk, of the nation. It means to keep yourself alive, the panos you do. Rashi, kavei v'chazek v'lotimsha yodcha ela chazek v'kavei. Daven strong and don't give up and do it again. Tzrich and chizik Rashi yitzchazek godim ben tomid v'kol koichai. To say that you have to mechazek yourself in these things and v'kol koichai. It's not enough a little bit. Because the Yetzirah is always there to stop us. Derech Eretz Rashi in umen hu l'mnosa. If you have a profession, in your profession, what you're doing, you have to do it d'amuna. In soichiru, if you're a salesman, the soichiru is ferosai, how you sell the things. If you're a panosa, you're working as you're in the army, you have to do it good. So whatever you do, you have to mechazik and do it b'amun. Right, the Vatoymet Tzion, Tzion Erga Yerushalayim said, Azavani Hashem v'Hashem Shekhoni. Two things, Hashem left me and Hashem forgot me. For the Gemara, Lechura, Hainu Azun, Hainu Shchucha, it's the same thing. Forgetting and leaving is the same thing. A person gets married to a second wife, is Rishoyna Zoycher Maisor Rishoyna. That at least, even though he got married to a second wife, he still remembers what the first wife was like, what the first wife was like. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Azavtoni, you left us now, if you have to Churban Abayis, V'shakachtoni, and you forgot the good things we did beforehand. Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you say that? Biti, like Knesset Yisrael, Yud Deis Mazolis Berosev Rekia. There are 12 different mazolos in Rikia. We are called mazol, mazol, each mazol, barosiloi, shloishim chil. Exactly, 30 chil. These all different type of sorrow of like leaders. We are called chayo, vachayo, barosiloi, shloishim agriyin. So now there's a sergeant in place, different one in charge. We are called login, vlogin, barosiloi, shloishim hitin. For every login, that general has another thing, a rehitin, another person that takes over him. We are another starlight. We are called Rehitin, Rehitin, Barosalash, Lashem, Kartim. We are called Kartim, Vakartim, Barosalash, Lashem, Gistra. All different type of sergeants, of people in charge. We are called Gistra, Vagistra, Talisi, Talisi boy, Ayahongan Shemayim, Sholosh Meyas, 300, Oshishim, Achamesh, 65, Alfe Revuya, 110,000, Koychovim. That's how many stars there are in the Shemayim. Mamish Meridik, in the millions and millions of stars that Kosh Baruch put in the Shemayim. Each one of these, he put 365,000, 100,000. The kulam, all these stars, I only created all these things for Klal Yisrael. Hashem created the whole world for Klal Yisrael. The yata mata zaftoni v'shachtoni, new Klal Yisrael to say, I forgot you. Hatishkach isha ula. Means Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klu meshkach oilois, eilem, opitchkwe rechomim, shekraft lefone b'midbar. Do you think I forgot the kavanah she brought you in the mitzvah? I said, I remember the good things you did. Rashi says, what login and kachin and kassisin, Rashi sheino shel shurora. These are all different names of shurora, of like leaders. Kagoin shultoin, the hegmoin, the doiches, upchot. It's all different type of leaders in the rikiyam, And each one has this amount of stars to him. Shashi Ula, to my oilers for Kabonis, that they get the Kabonis and one in the midbar. Is Amla for the Banish Lola. Now that you're telling me you don't forget anything, you remember everything we did, maybe now you won't forgive us with the chet egel we did. Even this I'll forget also, because I'll be moichayu. Maybe you forget the nasta v'nishma that we said by Hasinai, the schus we had then. Oh my Lord, I won't forget you. I will forget my
And 1 hour they davened, and 1 hour after davening. They used to wait. So the kids took them 9 hours a day to daven. So the Gemara says, we know how to kneel. They're what you're supposed to wait a little bit before you start davening. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Omer Akro, Ashra Yeshua Vesech. It's a good thing to sit down in the house first. It means before you start davening, sit down a little bit.
But it doesn't mean sit down. It means, Trash Yeshua Vesechom, Vahodi Yahlucha, then you pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means first wait a few minutes, be misbunin into what you're going to do. Yet you machshav is right to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yom Rav Yishuv ben Levi ham nispalel tzorach lishoy yisho achat filosik. Another thing. After you guys finish davening Shmonesra, you also have to wait an hour. Shenemar ach tzadikim yoydu lishmecha yeshu yisharu mes panecha. Mashu yeshu, they'll still sit yisharu mes panecha. And if they see your face, they'll still sit. Shrashi yoydu lishmecha v'hoda yeshu yisharu mes panecha. After they daven to you, they'll also sit. Tanya Nam Yochi, Ham Nispalum, you go to David Shmonesrei, so she is sure, Shrachat, Kurdin, Philosophy. So, Lamais, even though by the Chsidim or Shonim, they mamish waited a full hour, Halacha doesn't mean you have to wait a full hour. Sure usually means a time, a little bit, that be you wait some time before him. Like you're saying, that's the meaning why we, by Minchil, we say Ashrei before Shmonesrei, that's called the Shor. You're supposed to wait and be misbrain a little bit before you David Shmonesrei, at least. But the Chsidim, they used to wait a complete hour. How do you know minayin shenema ashrei yeshua v'secho? And then you start davening. You first sit down and wait, be misbein a little bit what you're doing, then daven. Yachas filosi minayin dechsev ach tzadikim yod l'shmechem. It's a tzadikim when they did daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeshua yeshua mes penecha. Then they sat down, they still sat there. Tzadim rabonim, chassidim or rishonim or yeshoyim shuachas. They used to wait a complete hour. Oh, mispalin shachas. Then the Shmonesrei took them a complete hour. The chayzim mishen shachas, and after Shmonesrei, they waited a third hour. For at the Gemara, the chimaches sheshoyim tisha shoyis b'yoyim v'tzvila terosim heich mishtameres. If they daven 9 hours a day, how do they remember that Torah they learned? So it's a sound to the Gemara doesn't say how did they learn Torah. The Gemara says how do they remember the Torah heich mishtameres? How is it mishtama watched by you? So it also has a vort here that you can't become a chassid right away. First of all, you have to learn kol ha-Torah kula. Halachah says these chassidim first learned; they knew kol ha-Torah kula. Later, they became a chassid. So that the Gemara now that they're a chassid, the chud doesn't forget what they learned. How would they remember all the learning they learned before? But to start to be a chassid right away, you get nowhere. Is the Gemara's beridig is heich mishtam rosen? How do they remember it all? Or malachtan heich nas? How do they do malachah now? You spend 9 hours davening a day. How much more time do you have left? And the Gemara elimitech shechassidim heim. So Rosin Ishtameris, the Pshat is they won't forget. They have a school now, they do Yira Shemayim, they won't forget the learning. It doesn't say they'll learn this way. It just says they won't forget to learn. The Rosin Ishtameris, the Torah is Mishtamer by them. Or Melachta Misparechas, the little bit Melacha they do, HaKadosh Baruch will send them a bracha, and the little bit they'll do, they'll be able to have Panosim. Shashi Tisha Shois, Mishalosh Tfilis, the three davenings, and 3 hours each one. So Rosin Ishtameris, Rashi Batech Libon, Shein Tamudim Mishtaka Chosir Rashi, just mean they won't forget what they learned. I where they learned in the first place. About it they learned before they came chassidim. Ah, well, the malach. That's right.
Before they prepare.
Yes.
What do they do with the
hour? Yeah, we have to. What they say the vort is that it says miyala b'ashem yakum b'kan kachim. In tefillah the Maori says it's the lashon that dover sha'imim brume shalaylam. That davening is also referring to the person that picks you up. Like you're davening, you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a certain feeling on you. That feeling shouldn't go away so fast. You're mavazah to learn the davening. If right after davening, you go and do whatever you want, you're mavazah, that's madrega you got to.
So you got to such a high madrega, when it goes down afterwards, you can't go down so fast. You have to wait another hour, like, to keep it in you a little bit, not to lose it right away. But, and Mishra says, Afilu ha-melech shel b'shloim lo yeshivenu. If you daven shemun esrei, even a melech comes and gives you shalom, you're not supposed to answer him back. Omer Rabbi Yosef, lo yeshonim ha-lamalcha Yisrael. Some Yiddish melech says, there's no sakana. If you're not going to answer him back, he knows you daven to Hashem, he's not going to have any tainis why you didn't answer me. Av l'malcha yakma, the goyish king comes, then poistik, then you have right to answer him back. Why? Because the Rashi says poistik, shemi yagenu, maybe you're coming too, then it's a sakana nefashis. If a stam king, the goyish king gives you shalom, you don't answer him back, he can kill you. So sakana, you don't have to put yourself, even during Shemun Esrei. So poistik, the lochas poistik here always means by talking, that you're allowed to talk. But the mouth, you have no head to talk in the middle of Shemun Esrei. You'll soon say stam to walk and to do something, that I'm always a bigger head to. But here, the chiddush is when you're allowed to talk. So only Akum is a Konos Tafosh, which you're allowed to talk. But it's not fuel, that's something else. That's not Al-Gumari, though. That's something else. You're talking about fuel.
You're being,
if you're davening and you see somebody coming to you, an honest question means someone, a guy with a gun there, he's going to force you to you do something. Or a roy crying, Borkenegdoi, you saw the crying means a wagon with the horses coming next to you. You shouldn't be mafsik. Elo mekatze v'yoyla. Daven fest. So here, even though it's a mokum sakona, it says you shouldn't be mafsik. So it says the Eitzur is trying to daven a little bit faster and finish. So somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means Rashi. I shouldn't say. Somewhere mekatze v'yoyla means each brocha, just say the beginning of the brocha, the end of the brocha. Like you can even skip the words in between. But try and get finished davening first. But you shouldn't be mafsik. And here, the Kuru is also sakona sephoshes. And the more mekashia. Or the yeshu lekatze yikatze. V'yamla paisik. About if you could daven faster and finish from Esther before the Sekhana comes, that's the best answer. But Louis, so you can't finish first, then you have had to answer back. So that's why the Malchus Akam also, if you're afraid, it'll kill you, so if you can finish first and answer good. If not, you have a head to answer right away. Turn around, my to the Chosid Echo Trayim is Palo Baderk. Bo Sar Echot, Kur Goyish Sar, Goyish King, a Sar was there. But Noisim Lashalom, he gave him Shalom, Loy Hexam Lashalom, he didn't give him back Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Him to noise to the sound where that Shashayim's philosophy had their heritage from the way till the finished davening. But Yaakov Shashayim's philosophy, Yomalei, the star told this chosid, Reka, for an empty person. But like chosid was asking, it says in your Torah, Raki Shom Lecho Shmo Nashecho, Hovsiv Nishmarte Moid Nashasechem. You're supposed to watch yourself, that means you're not supposed to put yourself in a mokim Pekuach Nefesh. Rabzai, Kishinasat Lecho Shalom, when I gave you Shalom, Lomo Yachzat Lecho Shalom, how come you didn't answer me? If I would have chopped off your head, who would have been to your dam? You would have killed yourself. You brought it upon yourself and not answering me. Is me the dimcha midi? Who wouldn't mean anything? I could have killed you like nothing. It's miyadi, miyadi. Yeah. Like, who's going to tevei you? Who's going to ask you? I could have done it. Nobody would have any tainus at all. Omalei sechos, it says, himtimli atchefai sechem b'dvorm. Wait until I've been pious so you have a good time now. Let me explain myself. Omalei, ilo ha yisa em lukmei melech bosa v'do. I would have been standing in front of a regular king. Ubo chavercho, and your chaver, your friend, would come. V'nos mecho shalom, is while you're talking to the great king, one of your chaver and one of your friends would come and give you shalom aleichem. Is, ha yisi masalai, would I answer the person, or would you answer the person aleichem shalom? Omalei lav, the fasted no, avadib, he's one of